In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, another day, another lobbying, maybe more so than ever from Rex Ryan as yesterday BT. You know, we had this conversation about Rex, and I was saying weeks ago he would swim across the Hudson to have this job, which is why I would have hired him in season. And then yesterday we heard from Rex, and it was like he was interviewing openly for the Jets job. Just a bad look for Rex Ryan.
It's awful. Especially, it's really bad if you don't think that he's going to be good if he comes back here. Let's play it for you, then let's react. And this was yesterday on ESPN Radio New York. Go ahead, Zoo.
I look at it this way. Blow it up. We're going to blow the opponents up. There's way too much talent on this team to play the way we've been playing, period. And how hard can you get a guy to play? That's the thing. Like, nobody's seen a team going to play the way as hard as this team's going to play in the future. Trust me, if I'm the guy. Trust me. And that's going to be it. That's what's going to separate me from all these other guys you're going to bring in. You know, your Grudens, your whoever, whatever. Give me a break. They ain't New York Jets. I'm all about the Jets. And the great thing is, all right, yeah, second chance. You get a second chance at it and things like that. Doesn't happen very often. Yeah, well, when it does, it's usually special. And so we'll find out if I get that chance or not. If not, then, you know, hope they have one hell of a guy in place, because I still want to be a fan of the Jets. I still want to be. But, you know, when I look around, I know nobody's better than me.
Okay. I mean, listen, I appreciate the Rex's affinity for the New York Jets. You got to stop talking about the Jets like it's the Niners or some other dynasty. Play like a Jet. I'm a Jet. Rex, what does that mean?
But isn't that appealing to the Jet fan?
I mean, it might be. It's not appealing to me. I'm already tired of the empty rhetoric and the bluster. That's what bothered me at the end.
I know.
Not to mention the lack of offense and the defense that was grossly overrated and multiple losing seasons. Like, does anybody really think? And I'm legitimately asking the question, but I've got to preface it with one thing. Strip away the emotion, because one thing that Rex will do, Rex will get you juiced up.
All right, but we're sports fans, hard to strip away the emotion, BT.
That is true, especially when we've been trampled from a morale perspective. Understood. So I'm sure it's uplifting for some, but just strip that away for a moment and get to the essence of what truly matters, not a press conference. You know, not some wild scene after a game where he rips into an opposing coach or a player. Do you really think, does anybody really think that 10 years after the fact that Rex Ryan is going to elevate the Jets? I don't mean by a game or two or in terms of a little bit of energy to a Super Bowl product, because I sure as hell don't. I think Rex stinks as a coach.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. Hearing that, I can't help but be pumped up from a fan's perspective, because it's somebody who wants the Jets when almost nobody else is going to want the Jets at this point. Mm-hmm. Rex has always wanted the Jets. He clearly wants them now. Now, I find it in poor taste. This is who Rex is. Like, he's been doing this going back years ago, where he was trying to get the Atlanta Falcons job or this job or that job with head coaches in place, has just no respect for anybody. But there's a part of that that might be appealing to fans, saying how bad he wants the job. Also, with the Jets' current circumstance, where they do have talent, specifically on the defensive side of the football, don't you think that Rex, at the very least, minimum, would maximize what they have to work with defensively, at least?
Maximize, certainly more than this year. I mean, yeah, listen, the defense would be better. I don't doubt that. Rex is a mastermind at defense.
Okay, I'm just...
I'm going to keep it real. He's great at that.
Right. Now, again, I want to let everybody know, just to be clear, I'm with you. Like, I loved Rex when they first hired him. I wanted to run through the glass window that we have here. Remember, I was on Francesa's show on the other side of the glass. I wanted to run through the glass. I was so pumped up for Rex. By the end, it just became a lot of hot air. It was nauseating. The bluster. He just wasn't a good head coach. He was really the first guy that made me want I don't want a coordinator. Mm-hmm. I want a real head coach. Mm-hmm. And Rex was a coordinator. But for the sake of where the Jets are at, if you say that they have pieces in place in defense, you're not asking him to build a roster, and they have talent on offense with a veteran quarterback who, if they could run the ball Rodgers is not going to make mistakes. Like, the one thing that is not gone is Rodgers' mind. He's still as sharp as anybody. So I think you could make a case, I can't even believe I'm saying this, that where the Jets currently are at, who would be and wouldn't be willing to come here, where their roster is, maybe, Rex, you could do worse.
Yeah, but I'd like to, you know, elevate the ceiling at some point. Yeah, you could probably do some. You could probably do worse. They're like, there's unknowns out there who are coordinators who very well might be worse than Rex. I'm not saying Rex is the worst coach in the history of football, and I really do like Rex as a person. But the constant groveling and, like, this false elevation of who the Jets are. The Jets are a dumpster fire with the worst over in football. They're a circus. They're an unmitigated mess. And what Rex is doing now, and I actually on some level I got to respect this, he's preying on the vulnerability of the clueless owner who's gotten zero contacts around the league.
He's just got to fool one guy. That's
all he got to do. So, and we've heard as the stories have come out more and more and more, Woody and some of his lieutenants really react to which way the winds of social media are blowing. So here's Rex gassing him up. I got it. Hey, I'm a Jet. No one's going to coach harder than me. Nobody's going to play harder than us. We're going to do this. Well, you're going to do nothing. You're going to do nothing because when you inherited the roster from Mangini, you did something. And then basically, once that was over, you did nothing. You did absolutely zero.
I know that, but...
But what? There's no buts. This is a sideshow circus. Look at the guy in the corner dancing away.
All right, but what do you want?
Here's the guy. Come on down, everybody. Let's go to the circus.
I get it, but right now, which is why I would have made this move for Rex in season. You know that. I'm on record as saying that ahead of the Texans game even. I forget the exact week, but it was definitely before the Halloween game with the Texans. I would have just hired Rex in season to see what he could do with this. So I understand, like, moving forward, trying another year. Like, I at least would have found out what he could do with this group and then moved on. Uh-huh. So now the appeal would be, well, let's go one more round with this group and bring in Rex. Geez. Here's, though, something that I can't believe you're disagreeing with Rex pumping up the Jets in the organization. He's making it sound much better than it is. Wouldn't you want that from somebody as opposed to somebody
who's because
gonna
I know the reality of it. I know the reality. That's an interesting point. And maybe years ago, I would have been gassed up to the point where I'd be saying the exact opposite right now. But no matter what Rex says on ESPN radio or ESPN TV or whatever or wherever, I and hopefully you as Jet fans are smart enough to know that it's nonsense. It's a guy who's desperate for a job, who's been begging. He's been begging the Dallas Cowboys to come in as the DC. He has been knocking down doors, and he's been on this public pursuit of a job on a fairly, although ESPN used to be a whole lot better. It's a train wreck now. Used to be an actual viable outlet. But he goes on every TV every day, and he's just putting his resume out there. Rex is the kind of guy who consistently overinflates what he accomplished. All right, I understand it was back-to-back AFC championship games, and that was fun. You wouldn't have even made the playoffs the first year if Peyton Manning finished that game in Indianapolis. They went 9-7. I know they won some road games, and it was awesome, and it was fun.
Beating New England on the way.
I know, and I'm not here to take away what was the last good moment of Jets history, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to elevate it to a place that was not, that it's not really accurate, and I'm certainly not jumping back on this train. I mean, I need for once, can we have an innovative offensive coach? Think about that. You know, the reason why I'm getting worked up now is because I think that there's a chance that this happens. Like, if I didn't think that this was viable, I'd say, there's Rex popping off. But the more we know about Woody and how lost he is and how detached he is from the rest of the NFL, did you call up Charlie Casserly yet? Get his opinion? You can call him up. You know, why don't you call up Peyton and see what he thinks about bringing back Rex? He knows nobody in the NFL. Nobody. Woody is the worst. The worst owner in football. And Rex, who is no dummy, is looking at this guy saying, look at this sucker. I'm playing this guy like a puppeteer, man. Everybody's railing on Woody. Everybody hates Woody in the sporting sense, not in the human sense. Everybody knows he's a complete F as an owner. And I'm going to waltz in, and I'm going to change the PR vibe, and here we go. Not interested. Don't want it. Will be a colossal fail.
Woody might not, though, be the only one who wants Rex. I do think there are going to be some fans You know it, BT. Over the last 10 years, fans have wanted them, and you know they're going to be clamoring for X, especially after hearing that him pump them up. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is calling from Buffalo, New York. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Great.
What's happening, Mike?
Yo, so didn't Rex bring these guys to two championships, right? Didn't Rex bring the attitude?
Buckle up, BT. Gonna be a long day, buddy.
Didn't he get a tattoo of Sanchez on his knee or on his ankle?
Yeah, it was on his bicep. I mean, Rex, yeah, he did. So okay.
Rex is what we represent. Rex's attitude. Rex is going to bring energy, attitude, thunder. Yeah. Just like when the Knicks hired Tibbs, and no one wanted Tibbs.
Yeah. Well, Mike, there's a little difference. All right, that's one for – let's keep score, by the way. I want to actually tabulate. So, Zoo, you do this. Well, can you do this? I know that obviously Hoff is banging the phones, and we're obviously busy. Football Friday, BT and Sal. I want to actually tabulate pro-Rex, anti-Rex. All right, so he got a tattoo of Mark Sanchez. I got a tattoo of an animal. Should I go work at a zoo on my back? I mean, I already know where this is going because Jet fans.
What animal you got?
It's like a half dragon. It's like 25 years old. It's absolutely hideous. I got to get the Celtic cross over it. I've been meaning to do that, but the older I get, my wife's like, if you go and get it, you can't get another tattoo. Whatever. So I can already tell that the tsunami of emotion is going to go against me and in the favor of we want Rex. You know why? Because Jet fans are dumb.
Well, I mean, I think Jet fans are emotional.
No, Jet fans are suckers.
They know
Jet fans keep going to the stadium. Jet fans keep reaching into their money, and Jet fans keep elevating a guy. Again, I got it. I mean, we love Rex. We love him, but please delineate between Rex that you want to bang back a few pitchers of beer with at the bowling alley and the guy that you wanted to come and save this mess.
But it's not just that. It's that Rex loves the Jets and wants the Jets. There's a passion. The number one thing that New Yorkers want is some passion here. That's why a guy like Todd Bowles, who I always thought was a very good head coach, or had the potential to be a good head coach, he just didn't emote that passion that would connect in New York. But to me, he was better than Gase and even Sala.
I agree with that.
Go back over the years. But Rex has that passion. He talks a good game. Yeah. I'm going to be a Jet, goddamn snack, blah, blah, blah.
Here's seven wins, here's six wins, the worst offense in the league.
Where they're at right now, I would, Rex would make my top five. I don't believe in Rex as being a long-term head coach to build sustained success.
Then why hire him?
Because where they're at now with this talent, where they're at with the owner, meaning the lack of, they can't get Ben Johnson. If Ben Johnson is going to be the brightest head coach that's out there, they can't get him. They can't get Bill Belichick.
No.
They might not even be able to get some of the other guys. Rex might be their best option. I'd rather him than another Robert Saleh, especially with this Ross,
all right, I don't mean this to sound very serious, and I'm not making this a direct parallel because Rex is a lot better than this. But, I mean, imagine the guy who's living at home. He's, I don't know, 32, 33, and he wants to meet a girl, and he's got no game. He's got no rap. Maybe he has no job, and, you know, he's living with mom and dad, and the mom and dad are sitting around saying, God, when is little Jimmy going to meet somebody, right? And little Jimmy finally meets somebody. He brings her home. She's got three teeth and five moles on her face.
Well,
now, I'm not saying that Rex has three teeth and five moles, but mommy and daddy probably sit around saying, kind of probably better off being single. It sounds good. Rex, the press conference. He'll probably even put on 30 pounds to fit you know what I'm saying? You can't have skinny Rex coaching the Jets, so he'll probably bulk up and get heavy again. And it's the same song and dance, the same recycled charade. I can't believe. I could tell I'm already going to be fighting this all day because I think a lot of people want Rex. I think it is more wrong.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Odic.
Carmine is calling from West Babylon. Carmine?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. BT, man. Yeah. Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning?
No.
I'm worried about you.
No.
So listen. Listen, I'm not going to be that fan that's going to clamor for Rex, but here's what I'm thinking. You're thinking about Rex. You know his failures when he ended here. But what about who else is going to come in here mm-hmm. who has a successful track record who can say that who's going to want to be here? I want Rex. I want someone who wants to be here, not because of what he did. I'm not going
to
be emotional.
Nobody wants to be here. That's the problem.
That's right. But that's it. But don't you want someone who wants to be here who actually wants to fix this team? Well, but also, here's the thing. If he's going to come here, he's going to tell Woody, get the frig out of my way yeah. and let me do things how I want
well,
to do
things. That's another,
until that changes,
you're
nothing
right.
will change.
But you're right, Carmine, and that's another point
Thanks,
of it. And thank you for the call.
By the way, 2-0
yeah, no,
against
I'm,
Rex.
I know,
I'm keeping
count. You already know what was going to happen.
I'm going to get smashed on this.
You could tell yesterday. Yeah, it's, I mean.
People are suckers.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they are.
But I don't even think it's that. I mean, there's a, Rex portrays what fans want to hear. We want to hear somebody say, I'm going to come in there and fix this damn team, and I'm going to get them to play hard because I love being a Jet. That's what fans want to hear. You're being logical and practical
for
about
once,
it.
Well, for yeah. once with the Jets. Isn't that
Good
ironic,
point.
Huh?
Good point. But there's an emotional connection, plus like all the other things that the caller just brought up and that we've been talking about, where the Jets are at, who would want to come in here. Also, the one way, and I brought this up a few days ago, the one way where you might be able to negate Woody's ineptitude a little bit
mm-hmm.
is if you bring in somebody who's going to know how to play him like a fiddle, and that's Rex. Rex knows how to play Woody.
You've known me for a while now.
Yeah.
All right, when you sit next to everybody or somebody for
yeah.
4 hours a day for over a year now,
you
have a real sense of their personality. You think I'm a passionate person?
Yes, of course.
You think I relate to emotion, and that's kind of my default setting
yes.
when, okay, when things...
I think that's probably one of your greatest attributes. Absolutely.
Okay. I appreciate that. And for me, who is generally all about emotion and likes to ride that emotional wave, for me to tap the brakes on the emotion of what Rex would bring... Doesn't that tell you something?
It does.
I need some substance, dude. I'm not saying that it wouldn't be good for the presser or even good for the first month or that the defense wouldn't be better. I know. But Rex at his best is an average coach.
They need a real coach. You don't have to tell me. I've been saying that for a while. But I think the circumstances might have changed in favor of Rex. Hop, you have something you need to add here?
Yeah, I do feel like I need to rescue BT here. There is one other person on his side about this Rex stuff.
Who's that?
It's me.
There's
no chance I want Rex Ryan back. I'd prefer Ben DiNucci to be the next head coach of the New York Jets than Rex Ryan. It's all retread nonsense. We've done this with Aaron Rodgers. We've done this before.
You are the two Jet fans who aren't resonating with what the Jet fans want right now.
That's fine.
There's one thing the Jet fans want. They want to get pumped up here with Rex being. I mean, I can feel the energy. Forget about his record. Forget about what his ineptitude or his inadequacies.
Uh-huh.
Fix this team, Rex. He says he's going to do it. And at least for a moment, we want to believe that Rex might be able to do it. And I don't think this is the worst scenario. If you're going to bring back Rex ever, this is the time to do it.
Listen, I'm going to give you this. That glorious chant that we just heard.
Fireman Freddy's even pumped up.
Fireman Ed.
Oh, I always get that. One day I'll get it right. All right. Even he's pumped up with Rex, I'm sure.
It would have a little extra oomph. There is no question. Probably get a primetime game so the throw is back on where everybody can watch us stink and fall apart. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
It's happening.
I believe it will. That's why my resistance is strong today. If I thought this was a non-story, we'd talk about it. We might not lead with it.
Yeah.
Like, he is so proactively pushing for this job that I almost think that he might know something because he's so out there with it.
He's texting Woody. Like I
wouldn't be surprised if he already spoke with Woody.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. And then the Jets go through the motions of
he sounded
the
like
Rudy
he had the
rule
job.
And try to pretend. Yeah.
He's saying we.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So I give you the emotion will be back. And then we will be reduced to watching a team that plays offense like it's 1989. No innovative concepts, no real hope. See, eventually the fire is doused out. And once that flame starts to dissipate, oh, I get it. That flame will be hot. It'll be piping hot for a moment. And we'll be huddled around and we're getting warm, feeling good, feeling ourselves. And then, I don't know if I can go through this again.
Game starts.
Game starts, and whether it's 2 months into his career or 2 years, we will look at each other and we will say, damn, I not me, because I'm telling you now, many of you will say, he really isn't that good of a coach. What did we do?
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Is the number to call. Maybe Rex Ryan might be back in town soon enough, BT. Jet fans, we want to hear from you. What do you think about Rex? I mean, those comments were startling. It's not surprising at all because he's been doing this for 10 years. Like, Rex has been doing it. After he got fired from the Jets, he was doing this with other jobs around the league. I remember it happening with Atlanta, so much so that they got ticked off that they didn't even acknowledge Rex. But Mike Smith had the job at the time, and Rex was lobbying for it. It was just in bad taste. He obviously got the job with Buffalo, failed there, and now he wants back in. He's desperately wanted back in. I said it weeks ago. He would swim across. You didn't need to hear it from Rex. You know that he would swim across the Hudson to have this job. The bigger problem for the Jets is that they might not have many people interested, BT, which may mean Rex is the best option you have.
Let me ask you a question here. If the Jets don't hire Rex Ryan, is anybody hiring Rex to be the head coach?
No.
What are we doing then?
No.
Should that tell you? Shouldn't that tell you everything you need to know?
But he's a Jet. You want to play like
a Jet.
Jet.
Well, he's a Raven,
like a
though.
Play like a Jet.
He's a Raven.
Eat a goddamn snack like a Jet.
Again, I love Rex. I would be so... I would be so bothered by this hire. It's lazy.
For what we do, it'd be great.
I guess it's lazy. There's not an ounce of innovation or forward thinking. It's just lazy. It's the easy way out.
And what do you think is going to happen?
I think that anybody who's worth anything doesn't want to waste their time with Woody. I don't blame them. So Woody's going to be desperate. And in all probability, crawls back to Rex. I think that there's a really good chance it happens.
Hey, if you want to dance... And it's getting late, and there's only one that wants to dance with you.
You got to scoop up what you can scoop up.
If you could go home, you could dance. BT and Sal.
That's true. You get an Uber for two or an Uber for one.
Reggie is in Beaumont, Texas. What's up, Reggie?
Hey, fellas. I think Rex Ryan and the Jet fans who want him back are like the husband in a divorce. They're just trying to remember all the good memories and forgetting why they're separated in the first place.
Exactly. Finally.
And he's been married again. Remember, he was married to the Bills too. That ended in divorce. Mm. So be careful what you ask for.
Well, listen, I'm not asking. I'm asking for Rex not to be the head coach. That's what I'm clearly asking for.
I love the analogy. And eventually, we would get to a point where we remember why Rex didn't make it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you get back with the ex-girlfriend. And I've done this before. Not marriage, but...
I've never gotten back with an ex.
Yeah, see, me, I was...
Never.
Chasing the past. That was a weakness, I admit. But yeah.
Okay.
There was one in particular.
Well, you've told me about her.
Yeah.
Moved in. Is this the Yankee fan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
You told me.
Anyway,
I got you.
We had some issues. Man, but
the issue is that you weren't a Yankee fan.
Dude, I had to... Well, no. I think it was more financially.
I got you.
How much did they expect me to make? What?
Oh, she was all about the bread? She was a gold digger.
Dude, I was making like 25 grand.
She wasn't down with that?
And she told me that she expects to make like, expects her partner to make like 500. I was like, what?
Really?
At
what point did she say that in the relationship, if you don't mind me asking?
Probably a few months in.
Oh, you should have run to the hills, man. That's bad on you.
No, instead what happened, you know, I was a weakling. I learned from that one more than anything before, although not enough because this happened. And I remember, dude, I had to call my father up to come. You know, they lived on Long Island.
Go ahead, let me hear this. Just go. Hey, Dad, it's Sal.
Basically, we were living together in Manhattan. He had to come pick me up. It was over.
She kicked you out?
I don't know if... I mean, we were Kind of, yeah. Okay. It wasn't. It was over.
It was a mutual decision for you to get your bags.
It was over. I had to get my stuff and go, and I wanted to go home, so he had to come pick me up.
Wow.
And
so it was her place. It was in her name.
100%.
Got it. Was she making money? Not enough to fill the gap for what you weren't making, apparently. $25,000 to $500,000?
I highly doubt, whatever. I'm not even going to get it. But the point is, I didn't learn enough because then, like, as I got myself to a better level, I wanted to go back again. And
show what you had accomplished. Yeah, exactly. Daddy's back.
And guess what happened? Months later.
Not enough.
Didn't work out. It didn't work out.
And yet you're on the radio saying, bring back Rex. Well, that's brilliant consistency.
Well, here's why. There was some fun had in between.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And I think next year, with the way that the Jets are structured, we're both nuts.
Look at us.
But the way that the Jets are structured is that they can, quote unquote, have some fun in the short term for a year. It's why I wanted Rex this year, so I'm at least open to it for next year because I believe keeping Rodgers is the right thing, because I want to see I hesitate to say real head coach when it comes to Rex, but somebody who at least has some clue to make the most of this otherwise talented roster.
I love his passion. I don't believe in his substance at this point.
Adam is in South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
What's up, guys? BT, my Brooklyn brother.
What's up?
I always try to tell you the coach's perspective, right? Because I'm a football guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you some perspective on this. Here's reality. Rex partly failed because of Rex. Rex mostly failed because dumb Woody Johnson fired Tannenbaum and brought in a moron named Idzik
who couldn't
maintain the things that made Rex successful.
Idzik.
He didn't maintain the offensive line. He didn't maintain the running game.
Yep.
He tried to turn Sanchez into a 40-50 pass a game guy. And that's the main reason Rex failed, was because of Woody bringing in Idzik. Now, I'm not against Rex coming back under conditions. And the conditions are, if I'm Woody, but Woody's a moron, so I don't expect smart questions.
Woody, poor Woody.
Right?
It's not a good day for Woody to be paid attention.
Poor Woody, torturing me forever. Poor Woody. But these are the things I would say. Rex, who's the offensive guys you're bringing in? That's the first thing I want to know.
Dan Orlovsky from TV. Rex,
guys, how about Nathaniel Hackett at Rodgers? I mean, that's what it was. I guarantee you this.
I want to know. You know what I care about?
Go ahead.
The GM. Who's the GM?
That's what
I care about.
I was hearing somebody.
Who's the GM
of the building? Boomer Geo today was saying maybe Phil Savage, and thanks for the call, Adam.
Yeah, they know each other pretty well, Phil. Phil and Rex.
Back to the offensive thing. I would guarantee this. And again, I don't know what's going to happen here, but if Rex Ryan takes over, I guarantee you he wants to keep Aaron Rodgers. I would bet anything that you think Rex is going to want to go chase a quarterback again when he knows he's got a four-time
MVP? No, I think you're right. I think you're right. But I actually think that that's probably detrimental to those who want that. Apparently more of you want him than not, which what are we up to? Three pro and one anti-Rex? There you go. Thank you, Big Zoo. Because I don't think Woody Johnson wants Aaron Rodgers back. I really don't. I mean, every report is the Jets want to divorce themselves from Aaron Rodgers.
Then maybe it's not going to happen. But if Rex is going to be a part of the equation... By the way, I think if Rex is going to be a part of the equation, the best thing is to keep Aaron Rodgers, but I would bet Rex would want Aaron Rodgers. He didn't say that at all, right?
But I think that you're right, because I've read and I've heard, you know, certainly Rex on TV, and every time he talks about the Jets, it's more favorable than not for Rodgers.
Yeah.
So I think that your instincts are right, that Rex would want to move forward with Aaron Rodgers, number one. I've got no interest in watching Aaron Rodgers again, so that's even with John Gruden. Although somebody like Gruden, I'd give a little more, a little more juice to make that decision.
Yeah.
And by the way,
well, that's true. I agree with that.
Like, who the hell is Rex to? Not that I'm. Let me be fair. I don't know that he would necessarily do this, but it's already being positioned like, Rex is going to want this, and Rex. Who cares what Rex wants?
He's got no. I mean,
this is not Parcells coming in 25 years ago saying whatever I want goes. It's Rex.
Oh, baby.
Oh, boy, Sal. Oh, God.
Hey, when we come back, let's rank the coaches that we would want. We can do what we think they're going to do.
That we want.
Yeah, like a top three for the Jets to hire. You have a list, top three list maybe for the Jets
Very
to hire?
Very easily made available.
And we could do that and then get to what we think might happen.
I like it.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Rexy, BT and Sal on the Fan. Oh, man, can you imagine? For us, for what we do, BT, will be fun. But let's go over who we would want back, or not back, but want in to be the head coach of the New York Jets. I have three for you.
Okay.
I would go, now this is what I would do, not what I think is realistic, because I don't think it's realistic at all, at least as it pertains to the top guy. The number one guy I'd want was Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
I think Belichick would be the answer. We all know he'd never come here, but he would be atop my list. Number two, which I do think is realistic, is Gruden. And I say realistic because I think Gruden could be sold on the fact that it's New York, and I do think there are some appealing things about where the Jets are at as far as the roster goes. Now, maybe he sees he can make the most of Rodgers, at least as a transition, whatever it may be.
All right.
Number three for me is a name that you brought up last week, or earlier this week, whenever it was, would be Brian Flores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really intrigued by Flores. I think he'd be hungry. I think he'd take any job he could get. So not only would it be realistic, but I think I would favor him. I'd rather Flores than Vrabel. So those are my top three. Belichick, Gruden, Brian Flores.
Okay, I'm sticking with Vrabel. Listen, Mike Vrabel.
As your number one?
He is. He's number one. Okay. Belichick's a pipe dream, not happening. So you've got to, you know. But even, by the way, even if Bill was available, I would prefer Mike Vrabel over Bill. Let me be very clear about that. You know, he's young, and he projects even younger. He's won a lot, 54-45 with the Titans. And, you know, got to an AFC championship game, been to the playoffs three times. He's well-rounded. He's tough. He knows the rule book. Think about the way he's exploited the rule book in a few of those wacky situations when he was a 10. Nobody knew what he was doing except him. So, and he's also proven, Sal, that he can win without a star quarterback because Ryan Tannehill was his guy. So I think Vrabel's the, if there's a home run for the Jets, I think it's him. Number two, and I did bring up Flores, and Flores is not among my top three. I gave that up more as a conversation starter. But I will say this. I would prefer Flores over Rex, which is what we're talking about here. We'll get back to the Rex calls in a minute. Number two for me is Aaron Glenn.
Wow.
Aaron Glenn's an interesting guy. The more I think about, and not just because he knows New York and he was a very good player, but think about what the Jets defense does not do well. They don't stop the run. Detroit's fifth. And they don't turn you over. Detroit's fourth.
But another defensive first-time head coach?
I think that he's got enough juice around the league because he worked for three different franchises. Mm-hmm. The Saints, I think he's got enough context where I think he could devise, and being a former player, he's got that immediate respect and access. I think he would be able to devise an offensive staff fairly competently. So Glenn's two, and for me, Gruden's three. And listen, could I flip Gruden and Glenn? Sure. I mean, Gruden's press conference would be better. There's intrigue there, but I'm going to go with Vrabel, with Glenn, and with John Gruden.
So the only guy that we have the same on the list would be Gruden in that particular case.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't have any interest in Mike Vrabel. I can't believe it.
I mean, he'd probably be fifth.
Fifth?
Yeah.
He's the best coach out there.
No.
Who's better?
I just gave you a couple of Belichick, Gruden. I
don't know if Flores is better. No, I mean, Flores is interesting. How do we say he's better than Mike Vrabel?
I just, for some reason, BT, Vrabel here doesn't.
Why? He looks like a construction worker.
I know. It just doesn't make me feel like it's going to. I don't mean here in New York. I mean with the Jets.
Okay.
I just don't get the feeling that's going to fly. Now, if we had to quickly do a realistic top three of all those candidates.
From their perspective, we got to flip it here?
Who's real? Belichick's not realistic.
I could do it real fast.
Okay, good.
I think probably Gruden 1, I think Aaron Glenn 2, and I think Rex 3.
I probably agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You think Flores realistic at all?
There's the lawsuit, although he is employed. He is a New York guy, poly prep. I'd be, I don't think so.
Rex,
you know why?
Rex and Glenn be my top two realistic candidates.
Yeah, I think the thing about Flores, and this has kind of hurt him in the past. He's such an alpha, I don't think, what he wants that guy.
Okay, and then doesn't that get to the root of the problem?
It does,
because
part of it.
I want that guy, they need that guy, but yet the right guy, like Matt Rule, as we used an example years ago, the right guy, the true alpha male that's going to say, I need to do it this way, get the hell out of my way.
Yep.
What, he's not going to hire that guy?
Nope. That's why they're stuck in this this rudderless raft forever.
Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT, Sal, how are we doing, guys?
Good, Eric. How are
What's
you?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, Sal, you can sing it for me, right? It's just the same old jet.
It's actually a good song. I like that song. Yeah,
I like that.
I'll tell you
Who
what,
sings that
it,
one?
It drove me absolutely bonkers when you would sing that and you would say that right before the season started for all the reasons that we're going through right now. So I get it. You're right. We got to live in it. And I got to tell you what, BT, for us as Yankees and Jets fans, if Soto goes to the Mets and Rex comes back to the Jets,
yeah,
Oh, my God. Sounds going to be unbearable.
I was thinking about that. It's so funny that you say that, Eric, because, like, there's a chance based on, you know, when Soto's going to make his decision and then Black Monday, everybody gets, well, the Jets already fired there, you know. So when people start getting hired, I mean, is it beyond the realm of reason and possibility that I've got to deal with Soto going to the Mets and Rex Ryan coming back to the Jets within a 2 or 3 week span?
That sounds like a you problem. No, all kidding aside, though, like I do think, and we'll get to baseball coming up in a little bit, it's not going to be the end of the world for the Yankees as far as, look, they're going to have to build out the roster. So I wouldn't let that really impact you. It's going to hurt, no question about it. But this, to me, is the bigger issue with the Jets. Like, they need to get this right for a change. And I don't think it's the worst. I really believe this. Like, I would not hire Rex, but I don't think it's the worst thing for this. I think they could do far worse. Like, I would rather Rex than Aaron Glenn with this particular team right now. I think you could win some games with Rodgers, with the pieces in place on offense and defense with Rex Ryan. I don't think it has much legs.
Yep.
Maybe we're talking about 2-3 years max. Maybe
3 years for Rodgers?
Well, maybe even, no. Well, obviously you'd have to transition to somebody else, but maybe max 1-2 years is more realistic with this.
Let's say the Jets go, I don't even know their schedule next year, but the schedule actually this year is pretty easy and they choked all over it. So let's say the Jets go slightly more difficult schedule next year, 9-8. Rodgers plays, you know, 28 touchdowns, 12 picks, Rex, yeah, the bluster, all right, better defense, but not amazing. Then where do we go? That's the point.
Yeah, I know. Well, then you're going to have to hire,
just do it now.
All right, fair enough, yeah, which I understand, but of all those names you just gave me, like, I'm not.
I love Vrabel. I think Mike Vrabel's a star.
But again, he's not a star. He's not an offensive guy.
Hey,
like,
he won with Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, I know, but look at how they did it. And even that wasn't really sustainable.
They got to the AFC Championship game once.
I mean, dude, Tannehill threw, like, what, 5 passes in those games? Like, in the playoff games, he wasn't even throwing the football. So you want, and again, like, Rodgers aside, that's a whole nother layer to the conversation, but you want a fresh, innovative, like, the way of the league is going to fresh, young, offensive, innovative minds. That's the way of the league. And the Jets continue to hire first-time head coaches in New York who are defense-first guys. Mm-hmm. Like that. Now, at least Vrabel has some experience. I think he's kind of half-weighing it. If I'm going to do that, I'd just rather go Gruden, who I know has experience.
I don't know that Gruden's better than Vrabel at this point. I think there's a lot of hype around John Gruden that's really without, you can't substantiate it.
But he's got a better resume.
What's he doing with the Raiders?
I know, but he's got a better resume than
Raiders. Well, hold on. Does he, though? He's got the Super Bowl.
Well,
I get that.
He built the Raiders up.
He didn't build the Bucks up, and he didn't build the Raiders. Oh, you're talking about the first Raiders
time,
go
around. Yeah.
I got you. Now, and listen, Gruden's interesting, and I would much prefer Gruden over Rex. I mean, put me on the record a million times over, but I think there's one guy out there, because I'm not even thinking Belichick's a remote possibility,
right,
who would come in here and will be a fresh voice, an authoritative voice, a proven winner, a man with immediate respect with defense and special teams, but also who's shown he can win without a quarterback throwing 40 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Mike Vrabel, to me, is 1-2. But do I think they'll get him? No, because I think Mike Vrabel's too smart to come here.
Matt is calling from Bridgewater, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Matty.
What's going on, fellas? How are you today?
How are you, Matt?
Good, thanks. Hey, so as much as you guys are bringing up Vrabel and talking about Rex, I think Rex would be a good fit for the Jets, again, for the sole reason of discipline. You look at this team over the past few years, it's flags and offsides and false starts and defensive holding by arguably one of the best corners in the NFL in Sauce Gardner. You need a guy to come in with a little bit of attitude, and Rex has that attitude. We've seen that. Rex will come in, hold these guys accountable, won't take their nonsense. He's got a set of stones to put people in their place.
Yep.
If Rodgers stays, he's a guy.
Hold on. Why didn't he do it the last 5 years that he was here, if he's got a set of stones? Which I know he's got. Listen, I know he's got a backbone. I'm going to use that instead.
I don't disagree with you.
Well,
the last 5 years
but don't
he was here,
it.
He had problems. I agree with you. I don't think there's a I don't think ignoring it is what's going on. I think the status of the Jets currently, where Aaron Rodgers seems to be calling all the shots, you need a guy with stones to put Rodgers in his place. And I think Rex may be the only coach that's on the open market that can do that.
You don't think Gruden could do that? You don't think John?
I don't think Gruden will do it.
What?
I think Gruden can. I don't think he will.
What do you mean?
He just signed a multi-million-dollar deal with Barstool.
He's got an out. He wants to be a head coach.
He's got an out in his contract.
When you say you don't think he will, meaning he wouldn't take the job, or meaning that if he did take the job, he wouldn't put Rodgers in his place?
I don't think that he would put Rodgers in his place.
Matt, and thank you for the call. You think Rex Ryan is going to put Aaron Rodgers in his place more so than John Gruden?
First of all, Sal, let's define, this is a very interesting point, let's define put Rodgers in his place.
Well, exactly right.
I can only imagine, like, what, the McAfee stuff, or like, put him in place, how?
For me, it's not putting Rodgers in his place less than it is where I want Rodgers to not be the leader of the organization. Like, Gruden comes in, he's the guy, meaning Rodgers doesn't run the show. Put him in his place, meaning let him be the quarterback of the organization. Not making decisions. He could certainly suggest certain things, but you know, at the end of the day, we all would know John Gruden is running things, not Aaron Rodgers. If I were to ask you over the last 2 years who's running things with the Jets, the answer would be Aaron Rodgers. So when Gruden comes in, I know he's running things. Could Rex do something similar? Maybe, which might be appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how you could say that you'd favor Rex in that regard over Gruden.
No way. And then the first time Rex pops off, and, you know, it'll be interesting. It'll be good click material. It'll be good on the show. But anything that he's trying to get Rodgers to do, once, you know, Rex plays the clown for the first time, it subverts everything that Rex is trying to do in terms of, you know, muting Rodgers or getting him to fall into line.
Rex,
nobody's controlling Rodgers. Now, maybe there's a minimization of his juice, and maybe I would feel much more comfortable with Gruden in that spot than Rex. But to think that
controlling to me is the
maybe that's
wrong,
the better. Well, that's the wrong word. You think?
I think so, because I wouldn't want him to continue to do the McAfee nonsense. But I don't want to make it like, oh, put him in his place, like he's been out of line, or control Roger. No. I just want to simplify and let Rogers know. Again, this is me being the leader. Like, I'm the head coach. What I say goes. That's the structure that they need, not the other way around, where Rodgers could jokingly push his head coach or not, or jokingly talk. Jeez. Like, I'm not saying they can't have a good relationship, but at the end of the day, there's a leader, there's a boss. The head coach should be the boss, where in this relationship, it's been reversed. Rodgers has been the boss.
And you don't think that could be Vrabel? Because to me, I absolutely do.
Yeah, I think Vrabel's got a little bit of that in him. I think Gruden... Belichick and Gruden, to me, are the two number ones, which is why I'd want them to be my top two choices if I could hire anyone.
All right. That was a pretty fiery hour. We'll update the Pro versus Rex leaderboard in a minute. PT and Sal, 888-888-1019 is the number. It is a Football Friday. We got a little something on Soto. We got actually about four or five things. Somebody on ESPN just absolutely destroyed Daniel Jones yesterday, and we have to get to that, and we will.